just laugh when they say hired a private investigator, because I always picture the guy in the Sherlock Holmes tweed deerstalker cap with the pipe and a magnifying glass.
See,
I don't know why
Another instance of you needing to watch Arrested Development, because if you did, you would have Gene Parmesan in your head and all of his disguises just wandering around and popping up in different places, and Lucille Ball just being... Lucille Bluth just being unbelievably taken by it.
And Gene, Lucille Ball, even though she's dead.
Very happy about the whole thing.
We have a new television show that is going to air on the Smithsonian Channel, and it is called Bug Bites, right? So you think it's going to be all about these bugs?
Snacks for insects.
That bite you? This is a series of short cooking videos where insects are featured as the main ingredient. And the executive producer is a guy named Joseph Giraldi, who says the idea behind Bug Bites...
Joe Giraldi? They got him?
Not Joe Girardi. Joe Giraldi. He says, we're expanding our audience's awareness of something that to many of the world's cultures is actually quite common, eating insects. We thought an exciting way to tell the story would be through bite-sized, easily digestible, five-minute episodes featuring some of the country's foremost experts in bug cooking.
That's some writing right there.
Showcasing their recipes using a variety of insects. So it's a five-part series. It's going to be available for streaming on SmithsonianChannel.com and Smithsonian Earth.
Yeah, that'll mainstream bugs. Smithsonian Channel.
No.
That'll get them to the main.
So there's a misguided perception that in the cultures where bugs are eaten, they're eaten out of desperation. The truth is, these insects are prized in other parts of the world. They aren't regarded as creepy crawlies. And it's very cool. The episodes are hosted by biologist Haley Chamberlain Nelson. There's a deep-fried tarantula on the first episode.
Oh, is that awful?
No, son. Yeah. They singe the hair off with a torch.
The torch!
You can take
as long as they've done that.
To a tarantula?
Yeah, they got to get the hair off of there, and then it's dusted with...
Well, that's what tweezers would be.
It's deep-fried, dusted with smoked paprika just before serving. The arachnid, a tasty protein. It's not hidden in a sauce. And said, I want people to be aware that we're eating bugs. Martha Stewart says we eat with our eyes. If you think about it, cricket doesn't look offensive. It looks like crayfish. People love to eat crayfish. When you consider the crayfish are referred to as mud bugs, the leap to eating crickets not that far-fetched. And they do a cricket pizza.
What is the demographic of those watching the Smithsonian Channel, I wonder?
I'm torn.
Is it 75-year-olds who just sit and watch anything that's on? Or is it, you know, those in the basement playing World of Warcraft and switching from pizza pockets to Soylent and shifting their diet that way? Like, they're going to move them from Hot Pockets to Soylent to crickets? Like, what are we... I don't understand it.
David.
Did you know that Blockbuster still exists?
There's one, right?
There's one remaining Blockbuster. It is in Bend, Oregon, which is, for my money, one of the most beautiful places in the country, Bend, Oregon. That drive up California, what is that? The 5, I think, that goes up through mostly the middle and then takes you through Bend. And you're looking at a postcard the entire time you're driving around there. Well, apparently, this lone Blockbuster is getting its own beer.
What?
The beer is made by Bend's 10 Barrel Brewing, which I've had some of their stuff. It's very good. It was bought by Anheuser-Busch in 2014, so, you know, small brewery goes to the big guys again. They're going to carry it at America's Last Blockbuster, which I can't imagine. Why? I drove through Bend. There's Wi-Fi. There's cars. There's little grocery stores and the whole thing. Yeah. It's not like this is it's not like a Deliverance.
Is it staying extant purely out of novelty?
I don't know.
Is it making money?
Like the last of its profits, then they just decided to never quit and hope for one day America's electrical grid to go down and we're forced to go back to Blockbuster to look at the back of a DVD copy so we can retell our stories. I don't know, but they've got a beer. It's the Sinister Black Ale. It's got nuances of red licorice, and you can go buy it there in Bend, Oregon.
See, I go back to, what was the video store in Deerfield Commons? Video?
Family Video? We had a bunch of family
videos.
No,
it wasn't a chain.
Up.
It was, come on, Deerfield people, help me out. It was in Deerfield Commons, just a couple storefronts down from Lori's Records, and the owner was this total, like, 80s, like, blonde hair, gold chain with a snaggletooth horn of plenty, drove a red T-top Trans Am. kind of skeevy guy, and it was
Disco Stew.
Yes, no, it was. Come on, help me. The video
describing a Simpsons character.
No, he was a Simpsons character, and he owned a video store, and they had both Beta and VHS. So you'd go, you'd rent, you know, American Werewolf in London, but you had to, you know, sometimes the lone Beta copy would be out. And then you had to find your friend who had the
630 says Video Vault.
No.
God, do you remember that convention going to a Blockbuster or a Family Video and the movie you wanted to rent being gone?
There was only one copy. Yes, I'm telling you, this was my experience.
That was
at the very beginning.
Devastating.
This is when it was not a disconnected remote from the giant video recorder. The video recorder sat like you took it from the AV room at school.
Yeah.
It was on a rolling cart.
Okay.
And it was a cord remote. The remote was literally connected by a cord.
It's bizarre.
Oh, come on. It was not Video Vault. What was
Rose Records?
No.
I don't know.
No. No. It wasn't a record store. The record store, it was Lowry's Records.
Okay, this and has to be Video Schmidio?
No, there was a Video Schmidio, but that wasn't
That's
it.
That's amazing.
It was a couple doors down, and it was something. Video? God darn it, this is going to kill me.
Just from the 209, there are Family Videos still open all over the place, and mark my words, they're nothing more than a money laundering front.
And the People's Judean Front, and the People's Front of Judea. That is the Midday Midway. It has been brought to you by Jewel. Eat fresh for a few nickels at Jewel's Nickel Mania produce sale. Save on everything from Brussels sprouts and mini sweet peppers to red potatoes, sweet corn, and other favorites, all just 5, 10, or 15 cents each. Hurry in while supplies last. I've got something interesting for you here. One of the most unique, and I know degrees of uniqueness, you're going to quibble with me on that, a unique professional
athlete. No one's
going to
say you're wrong.
A professional athlete well ahead of his time, a remarkable and accomplished professional athlete, announced his retirement. His list of comparable players, in and of itself, is absolutely awesome.
This list. Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm always making lists.
Love a good list. There's two more baseball stories we got to get to before we talk to Joe Madden at noon as well.
Because we got Charch at 11:40.
Story that Bob Nightingale wrote kind of about Joe Madden. And also Ken Rosenthal's got a little piece in The Athletic about how the Cubs actually did get Daniel Murphy. It's a couple of real interesting write-ups from...